Well, let's start with some live cricket action from the One Day Cup. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins are in Cape Town taking on Western Province at Newlands. The Dolphins won the toss, chose to bat first. 47 overs in and they're currently 287 for 5. They've recovered fantastically well. That's thanks largely to 70 not out from 61 deliveries from Hanu Viljoen. What an innings from the youngster. His first 50 for the Hollywood Bets Dolphins in the One Day Cup. Bryce Parsons made 48, continuing his good form. John Smuts in a rich vein of form at the moment. He got 61 of 61. Tsebang Dethole, his opening partner, made 67 off 82 balls. That first wicket stand was 129. They lost a couple quick wickets with Jason Smith, Kaya Zondo, Dethole and Smuts all falling quickly, but it has been the Hanu Viljoen show. 70 not out with him. Ethan Bosch is 28 not out off 19 balls as the Dolphins look to get over 347 overs done there. Sticking with cricket, the Proteas take on England in their final group match of the Champions Trophy tomorrow. England are out of the competition. The Proteas might need a win to book their spot in the last four. Heinrich Klaassen is fit and ready to go. Couldn't get a run against Australia because the match was abandoned. Proteas head coach Rob Walter believes the players around him give the license to Klaassen to play the way he does.
Yeah, I mean, he's a super player, isn't he? And I think that, you know, you probably notice his strength also based on who the guys are around him that allow him to play that way. And obviously he's got a skill set at the moment that is right up there with the world's best. I think we all agree with that. And it's great to have him in your team because you know how destructive he can be. The way he plays and the destructive nature of his game is also based on the confidence of the people around him.
Well, that other match in Group B, Australia versus Afghanistan, is on the go at the moment, although it is being delayed by rain. Afghanistan 273 all out. Australia currently 109 for 1, cruising there. Need 165 of 37 overs to win the game. And then finishing with some round 2 action from the Investec South African Open at the Durban Country Club just down the road. Sean Norris is the man leading the way at the moment. He shot an 8 under par 64 to currently sit on 14 under par. Behind him by one shot, Dylan Naidoo shot a 11 under par 61 today to sit one shot back. Brandon Grace has done his second round. He shot a 4 under par today to sit two on 11 under par, along with Andrea Pavan and Darren Fichard. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.